As SEPTA works to recover from a pandemic-era drop in ridership, a series of violent incidents has again put the focus on safety. For WHYY, Owen Racer explains how the social and built infrastructure of Philadelphia's subways and trolleys impacts some riders.
To understand what is and maybe isn't working, two transportation experts and SEPTA riders took us into the system to see firsthand.
So as you can see, there's nice like brick walking paths. You can see well-maintained and planted flowers and, you know, a very intentional set of design spaces. You can see these planter pots here. You know, they're specifically put in place to encourage people to walk specific directions.
That's Eric Guerra, a professor of city and regional planning at the University of Pennsylvania.
We're here at the 40th Street trolley portal. One of the first things you notice, I think, coming to the space is how there are a lot of people around and it's well maintained. And I think those are two of the most important things for feeling comfortable in a space.
While the open air and maintained flower beds of the trolley portal make the 40th Street station one of the best in the city for Guerra, this likely isn't what you envision when thinking about public transit infrastructure and how it makes you feel. To further understand the complexities of the vast system, Guerra's colleague, Megan Ryerson, takes our conversation underground.
So we're standing right now at South and Broad, and we're looking at the South Lombard Broad Street Line station.
Ryerson is a professor of transportation engineering and urban planning at Penn, and is standing outside one of SEPTA's 169 inaccessible stations.
Then there's a sign that says Subway North South. It's not the language we use to describe the Broad Street Line. And why this is so important is that someone who is low mobility, they might be looking at these signs, looking at this long staircase and saying, is it worth it to invest in going in this long staircase?
Along with accessibility, the feeling of safety is another aspect the physical infrastructure impacts.
It's not that SEPTA is dangerous, it's that SEPTA can just be a theater for, you know, violence that is happening in the city.
Anastasia Lukaitu-Sedaris is a UCLA researcher and professor who specializes in transit safety and studied SEPTA during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Transit environments are public environments, right? And so they bring people together in relatively narrow spaces, and these people do not know one another. If we all start getting afraid of agoraphobia and not going to these public spaces, we will end up in our own cocoon of private spaces and not interacting with our fellow citizens.
Also playing a factor in this is the reality that some may feel anxious well before even entering a subway system.
Been set up in such a way that you're going to make people a little bit on edge because they're cramped in an enclosed space in a place they can't get away from and with a lot of other people.
Yvette Chaline works for Penn's Department of Psychiatry.
There are several different aspects to the anxiety. Anytime you trigger something that is a specific anxiety for you, it plays on the fear circuitry in our brains that just are wired to, you know, make us alert.
For one SEPTA rider, that feeling of being alert has risen. Maria Rotundo is a student mentor at Temple University. She says that when one of her mentees with a disability was attacked on the Broad Street Line, she began wondering how she could feel more comfortable using public transit.
It's supposed to be safe. People are supposed to get one place to the other without this kind of stuff happening. So just thinking about that happening to him here, it made me think, like, what's being done about it?
Invisible infrastructure was one approach SEPTA experimented with to increase safety and reduce anxiety. By implementing gun detection software into some cameras, SEPTA didn't have to worry about deterring riders from intimidating metal detectors. The effort now ceases to exist because SEPTA's cameras are too old to efficiently utilize the software. For some, the transit system still has its beauties.
I love the old-style tile. I just love this about Philadelphia. I love the old-style tiles, and you just feel like this is a system that has been the lifeblood of Philadelphia for a long time.
Owen Racer, WHYY News.